Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to share with you how to resist the force or the pressure of desperation. At different points in our life, we'll come to that point where we feel we want to get a particular result and the result seem not to be forthcoming. And that is when the force of desperation comes. That is when the pressure of desperation mounts. What I want to share with you are practical things you should bear in mind. It will help you to resist the pressure of desperation. That is to say, you have done what you think you should do to get a particular result and the result is not forthcoming. What I'm sharing with you is what to do at such points so that you'll be able to steady your heart, so that you'll be able to maintain that state of heart of calm, that where you are not under pressure, when you are not going to alter your values, when you're not going to break the principles you know just because you want to get a result. The first thing I want you to understand is this: life is in phases. That is one key thing in life we should bear in mind. When we go to farm, we plant corn and go home. After some weeks, we'll come back to that farm and look at the corn and notice there are weeds around it. We remove the weeds so that the corn will grow well. After a while, we'll come back to check and we'll find that the corn has started getting this kind of flower, its own kind of flower, sha. Then we'll continue to wait until it gets to the point where the corn has fully grown. We can now cut it and eat. Those are phases in the maturity of that seed of a corn planted. If we understand this is about plants and animals, then I think we should also understand, we should not also forget that is what applies to us as human beings. Life is in phases. Life again is what? In phases. There's something I heard people say. They say you cannot impregnate 9 girls the same day and expect them to produce children on the same day. You have to wait till 9 months for them to produce the children. What it means is this: do not think that because some other persons around you have gotten results, have gotten what you think you should have at this point, that it means you are a failure, or that because you don't have what they have, then something is wrong with you. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. What is happening is that you're okay. Let me not say something, nothing is wrong with you. Do not think it's so wrong that some people have gotten what you want. You don't know their own phases. You don't know the phases they are in their own lives. The fact that all of you were born on the same day does not mean your lives are supposed to be in the same fashion. Remember the podcast I titled Foolishness of Comparing Yourself with Others? Do your best to ensure you get that podcast and listen to it again. I think it will help you see exactly what I'm saying. That the reality of life is that nobody is actually your mate. That's one key thing. If you don't know anything from Pastor Banky, you at least learn that one. Therefore, stop calculating your life with other person's measurement. Stop checking your life with other person's measure. The example he always gives is this. He said Joseph was a prime minister when he was at 30. At the age of 40, Moses left the palace and went into the bush, and he started his own serious ministry around 80 years old. But when we look at two of their lives, the Bible said that the meekest man, he didn't say that about Joseph. Now, that's not to say Joseph didn't succeed in his own life. The point made is that you cannot measure your life with other person's own. Therefore, do not allow yourself become desperate. Do not allow the pressure of desperation mount on you, because you are now 30 and even your younger brother, who is just 25, has achieved what you expect you should have achieved by this time. Do not allow desperation to mount on you, because your classmates all have jobs, have cars, and are married, or have children and you don't have, and therefore you think something is wrong with you. Do not allow it happen to you. You have your own life to live and they have theirs to live. What is important is this: every day you wake up and conduct your life in manner that is pleasing to God. What is important is this: every day you ensure that you do not live your life in a manner that God will say, oh, I wanted to bless you, but you are not at the place where I can bless you. That is what I think you should bear in mind. That is what I think is important in your life work. Do not compare yourself with anybody. They are not your mate. Life is in phases. The next thing I think you should do is to be contented. You know, the thing is this: God knows what you need. God blesses us with his blessings. And many times he blesses us, but we are not contented. He knows why he has not given you enough money to travel abroad. He knows why he has not given you enough money to take flight to go to Abuja or Lagos or Enugu, for example. He knows why at this point in your life he has not even given you a car. He still wants you to enter public transport. You don't know what is working out in your life. Therefore, do not begin to compare yourself with others such that even the blessings that God has given to you, you don't consider it big enough. There is no way There's no moment you come in life where you are better than everybody in every area. It doesn't work that way. God gives you certain things and gives the other person certain things. A lot of times the criteria for all those givings is that he understands what you need and understands what you don't need. Therefore, he doesn't distract you with what you don't need. That is why many times he withholds them from you. That is why many times he doesn't bother giving it to you. That is why many times he just say, I will give you what you have need for and not what you don't have need for. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, look at what God has given to you and thank him. Look at the results you have achieved so far and thank him. Look at the results you have achieved so far and say, God, I'm grateful. Of course, contentment is not the same thing with complacency. Complacency is when you get a certain result or certain level in life and you feel I'm not going to make any progress again. Or you just feel like, let me relax and stay here. No, that's not contentment. It's complacency. And the truth about complacency is that if you are complacent, it will backfire. How it backfires is that if you are complacent, for instance, in your business dealings, those who are starting business tomorrow or today, they will overthrow you and they will go ahead of you. That is the way it works. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you are complacent, you will not be able to make meaningful progress. If you are complacent, you will just remain at your level of performance. You'll be contented. You think that 70 is just okay. You won't know that people are getting 98. Do you understand what I'm saying? Therefore, do not settle where you are and feel like, okay, I can't make any progress. But while you are aiming for another place, stop talking about where you are. Stop talking about what you have already as if it's not important, as if it's not God's blessing, as if you are not grateful to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Then you have to ward off societal pressure. Shut out people who talk into desperation away. They keep telling you, excuse you are 32 and you're not yet married. What is the problem? Tell them there's no problem and they should stop asking you. And if you know all those relations that will have meeting for you, trying to put fear in you, trying to put make you depressed, trying to make you feel, oh, not, something has gone wrong, or your life is worse because all your mates have money, you don't have money, or you don't have as much as they do, they have built house and you have not built house, do not allow them talk to you. If they start talking to you, put earphone. Of course, it's not physical earphone. Put imaginary earphone. The point I'm making is that just allow them talk. They are free to use that. It's not their mother that uses the talk. When they finish talking, you brush down everything they said and move on with your life. What I'm saying is that you cannot allow people who are confused, who do not understand God's parameter for measuring people's success, to be asking you questions about the progress you have made. I like something Pastor Banky said. He said his mother called him and said that he told me his mates are building house, they are going abroad, they are doing different things and the other. Pastor Banky said, good, they are doing all those things, but none of them have written the books he has written. He says, no, none of them, they didn't write Great Faith Can Be Yours. Choices Key to Destiny is his best-selling book. None of them preaches in the radio stations he preaches. Pastor Banky is very influential. They do not have those things. He said, people measure their life the way they want to. He measures his life based on how he's fulfilling the purpose God created him for. Be careful you do not allow people like that to talk into desperation. Do not allow them talk into fear and panic. They may talk, or because sometimes you can't even, for instance, your parents won't be talking and you just walk out on them. But when they finish talking, just settle down and talk to yourself. And what you do when you start talking to yourself is to explain yourself how silly, how unreasonable those ungodly comments, ungodly suggestions are to your life. What's the point I've made today? You can resist and fight the force of desperation by understanding that life is in phases, and then be contented with what God has given to you. Do not compare yourself with others. They are not your mate. You are your own mate. Then as much as possible, ward off societal pressure.
For tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Bridget.com, that is BROJID.com, to get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books. Kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brogy World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.